works at TBC, so she's the career person in the relationship. They have a one-year-old. They lost daycare, so he started doing some wrenching on the side. And so he advertised on Marketplace, hey, look, I got $75,000 in tools like sitting around here. Anybody needs a little work done? So I was dreading taking the front end of my Astrovan apart because I needed to do the kind of everything up there. And then I like called this guy up, like, hey, so you're at the bundle, like, oh yeah, man, yeah. I've got a few people I like lined up, bring it on over, bring some those parts of the thing, and so I'm gonna pick it up today. He's charging straight up $50 an hour. And so the job that was quoted at Frontline, it was gonna be like $4,000, but he found other stuff that they would have done too, so they would have charged me another $2,000. So the quote for their parts was $1,400. I bought all the parts for $800. Their labor was like $3,000. He charged me $800.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I need to start saving my this stuff.
And the technician is making more money in this instance than the techs at Frontline. I know they have to hedge. I know I have to hedge for the job that goes totally sideways, but that's too much.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm about to pick it up today, and he's just like, he said like, how about 7? I'm gonna hand him 8. I feel like I should hand him $2,000. But I'm gonna be so happy. I was so happy to find that like someone else who's like just honest, talented, blah blah blah, asked the questions, just said all the right stuff. All right, this can ride, this gotta do. Yeah, it was great.
There used to be a guy up here, did you remember Lindsay? That was our flight coordinator.
She brought all those
tomato plants.
Yes.
Her boyfriend for a long time, he would kind of do the same thing, but if you worked with him, he would like cut the price in half.
Yeah.
And he liked to teach.
That's awesome.
But he actually moved back to Peru. So
just
people like that are good.
He's like, here, take this white brush and make that all less stupid.
That's exactly what we did last year because I helped him with Max's truck last year.
Yep.
And I literally he handed me a white brush and I was like, scared.
Yup.
All right, let's
go. I would give you a break. You know, by the way, like somebody just comes in, does all that garbage.
Yeah, so damn. Well, dude, I hope it turns out really well.
Me too.
And if it does, let me know.
Yeah.
I have some more work to get done on the truck.
It's never ending.
Or just Joe.
Yeah, just gotta buy an international. I never need work.
I think that's a lie. Are we ready to do it?
I think so. So the 5-1-1.
What's your preferred method for
thanks, I guess.
All right.
There's a lot of. I'll take the shitty stretch.
This is the. I usually like to go to the end.
No.
Well,
go ahead.
No, you can go ahead.
I like the second part. So.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll go first. Yeah.
There's a lot of blue road on the 5-1-1, which is the difficult, they say, but it's because it all looks like this instead of yellow. I mean, because it was gray and brown yesterday, today it's white.
I'm not familiar with the rating system, so.
Yeah, it just means difficult.
Slippery?
Yeah. I think that's just kind of like waking up, hey, it's different today. We changed colors. So, it's snowy from here to cold. But I don't think that's a surprise to any of us standing here.
Yeah.
The travel is much better at accelerating than stopping on this. I was like, oh wow, modern vehicles are great. The brakes. I was like, well.
I feel like this is going to be like driving for the bus. A lot of electronics. Also, like my brakes too. Actually, I missed my turn onto my driveway the other day. And so it was after our first snowfall last week, I guess. And I was backing up this hill. Like I was an idiot. Backing up this hill, and this guy comes around this blind corner, and I can hear him like hit his brakes, and he just fucking slides around. Like, oh my god. Well, it was him too, like, fucking down this blind corner.
Yeah.
And he's like, this back end, he's in a, like, a box now. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I was a little hot. I parked my car, I started walking down the hill.
And he's like, what the fuck? Hey, I called, tell you what for.
You fucking idiot. And he's like, I'm safe. like, it could be